Hey everyone, this is Jeff from Love Your Customer, and this is episode 162. And on this episode, I want to talk about the Internet of Things and AI and how these two variables are playing out, as well as I want to talk about the voice market as it's shaping out. Recently got to know that the consumers who are ordering groceries and retail products on Amazon Alexa has gone up significantly. Maybe the reason is Alexa is the Echo Bot or the Echo Dot or the Echo Show. They had some massive sales across America, so that may be the reason. People do prefer to save time. Do reorder most of their grocery month-over-month. So, logically, they might, whenever they come across a news or they find their monthly groceries cleared out, they just ask Alexa, can you fill this order? Can you buy this? Since they acquired grocery with the acquisition of the Whole Foods, so that now the customers have the ability to order both retail and grocery products as well. And that's one of the hallmarks of Amazon, where they do a lot of partnership with companies and acquire companies that have the customer base, so that they are able to send their product and test their product, have the customer base first, even though other companies might have a better technology. They still win out in distribution. So that's where things are in the voice space. It's so getting traction. People are getting on board. And developers are coming up with a lot of Alexa skills and Google Home kind of stuff, app kind of stuff. So it leads to home automation, along with if you integrate the IoT, Internet of Things, so that's gonna be a big game changer, as most of the equipments in home or the appliances in home will start communicating. Your refrigerator, your washing machine, TVs are already using some kind of voice, so leave that. So your phone already has voice. When you integrate your home automation along to that, you can control your lighting, home power system. In that variable, you can control most of the equipments in the home, and you can get a real-time info on the maintenance or the expiry of certain products, or the insurance of the product, or the warranty of the product. You want to extend the warranty. All those things, variables, can be taken care by this variable. And one more thing I want to talk about is the Alexa, the AVS, and which is they allow third party to integrate the Alexa into their system, whereby just if your hardware has ability to put up a speaker and a mic, able to receive both the stuff, have the internet connectivity for cloud connection, really you can integrate Alexa and you can create a Internet of Things, which means you can create a communicative system where you can communicate with the device to find out something. Maybe the device to find out what's the temperature in home. You already have Nest, which is connected to your mobile. Most likely people start using the Nest with the mobile phones. Voice technology, it's kind of easy. So whenever they're coming from work, they find the temperature to be too hot or too cold, they can tell, turn off the temperature or turn on the temperature. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you're having a great day. Hey everyone, this is Jeff from Love Your Customer, and this is episode 163. And on this episode, I want to talk specifically about the voice technology and how it opens up channels for the Internet of Things, like a connected economy, or one what's portrayed as Internet of Things, where every devices which are around you is gonna communicate with you. If there is any change, it's gonna tell you. For example, your coffee mug is gonna tell you the temperature of the coffee is coming down rapidly. If you don't drink now, the taste will be not so good. Or the same way, your refrigerator might tell you have some of the products that are being frozen for more than a week or more than a couple of weeks, so it's good to check their quality before using. So that kind of puts you a warning sign so that you don't end up having some kind of a nasty stomach bug or a infection. So that way it can save you money and time and health, and it can be deployed in multiple aspects, like like the home ambient temperature, it can be altered. So just imagine every device is communicating with you to provide you with a better solution or a better option. Or you have a smart t-shirt which tells you you haven't had food in the past 4 hours and your stomach acids are reaching some point that's gonna itch your internal walls of stomach, so better start eating some food. So people tend to forget things. When they get reminder, they do it. So it's one of the game changer in healthcare, one game changer in home finance. People can take care of their finances with the device and Internet of Things, where they can anticipate what are the parts or stuff they want to buy each month, or what are the products that are coming to an expiry of their warranty or insurance where you need to renew it, or like whether the product is functioning properly, or if the product isn't functioning properly, it can give you a suggestion about the replacement of that part or replacement of the entire system. So in those ways, it can make your life more efficient, one. And once that info is available to the manufacturer or the supplier, they can make a better judgment cost on the manufacturing side, where they can alter the line of production to map the demand. The last thing the customer wants is to show up and not get a specific spare part or not get a replacement on time, and it's gonna cause them some kind of distress, and they're gonna have a bad experience with you, with your company, with your appliance. So that's really not a good sign in 2018 or 2019 environment, when things kick off. And this 2 years have been great for voice. 2016, the Alexa, the Amazon opened up the Alexa skills, and it really jumped off, where people have created more than 10,000 skills. So that aspect is really moving fast. And Google also came up with their own version of Home Assistant, so they also allowed the third-party developers to create the skills or apps or whatever they call it in Google. Actions, I think, Google Action. So in that proposition, the technology and the IoT is changing. The voice technology will be the gateway for opening up the Internet of Things, where every devices will be communicating with the consumer and together with the manufacturer to give a better humanity, better world.